Good day and welcome to today's conference call. Please note this call may be recorded. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Maura Whalen. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. If you are with us, if you wouldn't mind muting your phones for the duration of our speakers to speak, and then we will be opening it for questions at the end of their statements. My name is Maura Whalen. I'm the Director of Strategy and Outreach at the National Security Network. And today we're doing a call with Alon Goldenberg, who is our Director of Policy, John Soltz, who is the founder of VoteVets.org, and Brian Katulis, who is a Senior Fellow at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. And we put this call together very quickly. We know this is a tough news day for everyone, but we didn't want to let the day slip by without taking note not only of President Bush's statements on the cost of war, but also on Vice President Cheney's disregard for the concerns of the American people. And then also going again and taking the kind of second look at John McCain's statements from yesterday about Al-Qaeda and Iran. What our research has shown is that this is far more than a gaffe. And this is something, these three things put together show a mindset that if the American people, that the American people need to realize is a continuation of the policies we've seen for the past 5 years. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to Alon for a few minutes, and then John and Brian. Alon?
Well, thank you, Maura. I just wanted to hit on very quickly specifically, I'm going to start by talking about some of Senator McCain's comments, which I found to be extraordinarily disturbing, coming 5 years after the war began and at a time where we really have to be asking ourselves, what are the costs to staying in Iraq in terms of strategically to our other interests across the region, and specifically, you know, also to our own economy and to the to our troops. And basically, Senator McCain, just in the last day, has repeated on numerous occasions that Iran is training and supplying Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Basically, that Al-Qaeda fighters in Iraq are going over to Iran where they are being trained, and then they are coming back. Now, this fundamentally misunderstands the problem of what's actually going on in Iraq, because what you have going on in Iraq is you have separate Shia extremists and Al-Qaeda in Iraq elements, along with a number of other players in Iraq who are all, you know, have their own interests and are all, you know, fighting each other. And I think to simplify it in this way, it's not just a gaffe, which is how the McCain campaign has tried to put it. This is a genuine misunderstanding of what is going on. And I think for somebody whose entire candidacy is essentially based on Iraq and is essentially based on staying in Iraq, I feel like he owes it to the American people to actually understand fundamentally what is actually going on in Iraq. He essentially believes we should be sacrificing all of our other interests to stay in Iraq. That is his essential argument. We should be sacrificing Afghanistan and Pakistan and allowing Iran to be more powerful, and because Iraq is the most important national security priority, is how he puts it. Now, that's his view of the world. It's the same view that President Bush and Dick Cheney have had, and that we've had for 5 years, and it's a view I fundamentally disagree with. But if you are going to take that view, you owe it to the American public, and you owe it to the 150,000 American troops sitting in Iraq to actually be thoroughly briefed on what is going on, and not to be making misstatements and trying to put various players together that actually don't, that just essentially are not, the situation is not as he describes it inside the country. And I think if he wants to pass his commander-in-chief test and be the man that leads America going into 2009, he can't be doing these types of things, and he can't be fundamentally misunderstanding the problem. And I think it's just a very disturbing trend for somebody who's the nominee of the Republican Party and might be our next president. So with that, I think I'll pass it over to John.
Thanks, Alon. Like Maura said, my name is John Soltz. I'm the chairman of VoteVets.org, and I served in Iraq in 2003 and served in Kosovo in 2000. Just to reiterate on what Alon said about Senator McCain, I mean, this is a guy who continually talks about his credentials to be commander-in-chief. I know he goes on a lot of dog and pony shows in Iraq, but the reality for the young commanders on the ground, the captains and lieutenants and my peers, is that Iran does have tremendous influence, but it's with the Shia militias, it's with Sistani, it is with Mahdi and the Badr Corps, it is with Hakeem, and it is with the militias that have evolved. And for Senator McCain to say these things shows that he has a fundamentally flawed understanding about what is the central front to the war on terror. He is supporting George Bush. He is identical to George Bush on the idea that Iraq is the central front to the war on terror, to a point where trillions of dollars have been wasted, 90% of our army is occupying Iraq, when bin Laden has gotten away. And they have continued this policy of retreat against the people that have attacked our country because they fundamentally do not understand that the central front to the war on terror, to the people that attacked this country, is not in Iraq. I don't know how you can be a viable candidate for president when you say these things. And if it's any premonition of what VoteBets is going to do through now and 2008, I think it's very clear that we are going to continue to highlight Senator McCain's failures, much like George Bush, when it comes to his concepts on his ideas moving forward in regards to him being our commander-in-chief. In regards to to Dick Cheney's comments about what Americans think about the war and the fact that it two-thirds say it's not worth fighting and the vice president says so. Well, unfortunately, this is an administration that never mobilized our military for war. And after 9/11, when they had the goodwills of the American public and people would have signed up, they didn't ask for that sacrifice. I understand that's hard for the vice president to do because he has 5 draft deferments from Vietnam. But it's very hard to get Americans to sign up for the military today when two-thirds of them think that we're in a policy that is not keeping America safer. And so I think from a recruitment standpoint and an ability to project strength in the world, it's much harder when you are lowering your standards inside the force to make, you know, people promote easier because of the effects the war is having on the force. And it's also harder to recruit because of the effects in the war. I think it's very hard to make the statement that the American public doesn't matter because this is the first time that we've ever fought a protracted war with no end state with a volunteer force. And it proves that and it just demonstrates further and further again that Dick Cheney is completely out of touch with the fighting men and women and what's going on in the normal line combat units of the United States Army. That's all I have, and I guess I'll turn it over to Brian Katulis from Center for American Progress.
Hi, this is Brian Katulis from the Center for American Progress, and I'm just going to be brief and make 2 points. First, at the rhetorical level, John McCain has tried to position himself as a hawk, and I think this mistake that he made in clearly showing to the American people that he lacks a basic mastery of the facts in terms of who we're fighting is disconcerting, but I think it's tied to his overall and a conservative overall approach to try to say we're tough and we can handle these issues. And he's made mistakes in this statement, not dissimilar to the mistakes that many conservatives made in the decision to go to war. In fact, I think there's a direct connection between John McCain's vote and support for going to war in Iraq, which began 5 years ago today, and his lack of understanding that Al-Qaeda was not involved in Iraq at the beginning. And I think this is troublesome, and it's part of an overall conservative attempt to sound hawkish without checking their facts. At the centers, we look at John McCain's record over the years on national security. I think there's a broader question, because when you move beyond the rhetorical statements and the positioning that he's trying to make and some of the mistakes that he makes here and there, there's a broader question of who is John McCain? What does he stand for on national security issues? Because despite his attempts to present himself as some sort of hawk who really understands U.S. national security, if you go throughout his record, going back throughout the years, in 1983, when he was a freshman congressman, he actually tried to stop President Reagan's deployment of troops to Lebanon. In 1993, he proposed to cut off funding for the troops in Somalia. And I highlight these 2 things because it's all part of these incidents and these issues are part of a conservative narrative that he himself says, well, we need to go on the offensive, but he doesn't know who we're supposed to go on the offensive with. He simply, by making this basic factual error and repeating it, and saying it repeatedly, demonstrates that he doesn't understand the challenges that America faces. He doesn't understand what the U.S. national security priorities are. And I think that's reflective of a broader conservative mishandling of national security. I'll close it there and I look forward to any questions you have.
Thanks, Brian, and thanks to Alana and John as well. I think we can open it to questions now.
To ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. To remove your question, please press the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star and one. Again, that's star and one. First, we'll go to Laura Meckler of the Wall Street Journal. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much. I joined this call late, so first one, housekeeping question. Who was the speaker before Brian?
That was John Soltz.
Okay, thank
Soltz,
you.
Yeah.
And then a substantive question, which is that on today's statement, the McCain campaign is saying that the statement that they put, I assume you were critical of not just his comments yesterday, but of the statement they put out today. And that what they're saying is that it's absolutely accurate to say that there's been Iranian support for al-Qaeda. Now, of course, there's also been Iranian support for Shiites, but that there maybe it hasn't been the government per se, but there are groups within Iran, al-Quds and others, who have supported al-Qaeda. And there was no mistake at all in today's statement.
When we talk about Iran, we're talking.
And who's the speaker here?
This is John. I just want to say one thing. When we're talking about Iran, because I mean, this reference I said, you're talking about a country that almost went to war with the Taliban. The Iranian influence, and I fought these people. Okay, the Iranian
you fought which people?
With the Shia militias. Okay, they want a Shia controlled state. It is a central question that you need that Senator McCain needs to pose to him is, do you feel that the Iraq War is a, you know, the central front of the war on terror against al-Qaeda, or is it the identification of the first Shia Arab state? And I would argue that Iran wants it to be the first Shia Arab state.
But there are two separate issues here. One is the broader issue of what is John McCain's worldview and does he understand the war on terror, and I hear your points on that regard. But I also want to straighten up the very specific issue about his statement today and whether it was accurate.
I don't believe it to be accurate.
And you don't believe there's any Iranian influence with al-Qaeda, and I'm talking about any group within Iran, not just the government.
No, not from what I saw on the ground in Iraq.
Well, you won't necessarily see from the ground in
Iraq.
Well,
we're the ones who do fighting.
Well, I understand that, but you can't see every influence from a neighboring country.
I don't know how
Iran on the ground. Are you really saying
the Iranian
that because you personally didn't see it, it doesn't exist?
The Iranian, well, not from the people we fought. The Iranian influence in Iraq has to do with the Mahdi Army. It has to do with the Skiri militia. It has to do with Sistani. It has to do with the fact that Sistani's an Iranian. It has to do with the fact that the Skiri militia lived in Iran and trained in Iran.
John, if I can just throw in something else here on this point. This is Ilan Goldenberg with NSN. Look, this is parsing that's very similar to the idea that al-Qaeda was working with Saddam Hussein before the invasion in 2003. Okay? The idea that somehow basically, you know, that there's some kind of operational relationship between Iran and al-Qaeda is simply ridiculous. And yet, John McCain is making this a central part of his argument, essentially, as opposed to being a little more straightforward about everything and saying, like, look, the reality is that al-Qaeda is supported by Sunni elements. Al-Qaeda is a Sunni extremist group. And if you're going to be clear in defining how the war is actually being fought, you have to do that. It's essentially an extremely misleading statement.
So are you saying it is inaccurate to say that there are any groups within Iran who are supporting al-Qaeda? I realize it's a narrow question, but that's my question.
I don't have the intelligence to say that one way or the other. There wouldn't be groups.
I never saw that on the ground.
Well, this is Brian Katoulis.
Okay.
I think it's, you know, the facts on this are in a very gray area that intelligence agencies debate and go back and forth. But I think the overall thrust is that it seems highly improbable that there's broad Iranian support for al-Qaeda figures. I mean, if we're getting down to the level of parsing, might there be some Iranian groups that are rogue elements that could be working with? And, you know, given that there's been some transit, but if I could finish my response
here.
Yeah, please. It's been clear that at key points, Iran has moved forward in trying suspected al-Qaeda members and moving against that because they themselves feel threatened by the al-Qaeda movement. And I think this is a very gray area, but for you know, somebody who wants to present himself as a national leader, this is one of those issues that intelligence agencies debate, and to have a leader state it almost as fact in a blunt way that he has, leads to a misperception, much in the same way that when people made blanket statements about weapons of mass destruction and perhaps making allusions between Saddam Hussein and his ties to 9/11. This is in that similar vein. One might be able to find in our intelligence agencies snippets of some information of some Iranian groups actually supporting some parts of AQI, in particular in Iraq, for whatever reason. But in terms of strategic imperative and what his statement implies, it is utterly misleading for somebody who wants to be the next president of the United States to present in a broad strokes fashion that the government of Iran, the head of a Persian and Shiite nation, which has battled, as John was mentioning, the Taliban and other forces. The problem is the blanket statements are quite similar to what the Bush administration and others have done in the past that have gotten us into the national security messes that we're in right now. So I think, you know, if your question is, could one find some information where Iranian citizens or some Iranian groups may have supported some elements of al-Qaeda in Iraq, you might be able to find that because these are complex networks. But if your question is, was that a statement by Senator McCain to actually educate the American public on what are the challenges we face, the answer is no. That's not a proper statement for a leader to make.
And I would also just argue that he went ahead the second time or the third time after he made that statement and had Senator Lieberman whisper something into his ear and then corrected himself.
Right. Well,
the statement was absolutely correct in the first place. Why would he have to correct himself?
Well, he corrected the traveling in and out. That was the part yesterday that was not accurate, was when he said that there have been al-Qaeda that have gone out and been trained in Iran and then come back in, that was the Shiites. But the statement today, they're saying, is completely accurate.
But throughout the years, you know, Iran, this is Brian Gatulis, Iran has handed over al-Qaeda detainees to Saudi Arabia in a number of instances. They feel this threat, and to make the blanket statement that he did, and I hope that point registers with you, is deeply out of sync with what the facts are, which are quite, I think, convoluted and murky and not confirmed in any real way. When you look at national intelligence estimates, when you look at the measured threat assessments that we get from our intelligence agencies, and for instance, the presentations made by Mike McConnell last month, and then you take Senator McCain's statement yesterday, it is completely out of sync with what a responsible leader should say, a responsible leader being somebody that should aim to educate the American public and elucidate about the threats rather than cloud and muddy and lump different threats into one category.
Thanks, Brian. Let's move on to anyone else have any other questions?
We'll now go on to Michael Goldfarb of the Weekly Standard. Please go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Michael.
We've seen there's been a lot of evidence of, you say that the Iran almost went to war with the Taliban, true enough. But we've seen evidence of Iran supporting the Taliban over the last 2 years, arms shipments intercepted from Iran and the like. And we also see them collaborating with Hamas to a large extent, training those Sunni extremists there. So I just wonder, you know, why is it, I mean, do you think there's do you think it's not possible for Sunni and Shia to work together in this sense, or are you just saying that you haven't seen any hard evidence that Iran is supporting this particular, supporting al-Qaeda in Iraq in this particular instance?
This is Brian Katulis. I think, again, there's not very hard evidence. Most of the support that Iran has provided to different Iraqi groups have largely been to the Shiite militias, as others have said. I don't think anybody has provided clear and concrete evidence that, in particular, AQI, and we should, you know, distinguish AQI from the rest of the Sunni insurgency, that there's been strong support provided by Iran in that sort of way.
And
if I could finish the statement, I don't know why we can't finish the statement. These blanket statements, let's go back to the point. Senator McCain's statement is not unlike the many statements made throughout the years that are just simply abstracting from some complex realities and making blanket statements that give the impression and leave the impression, for instance, that there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, or leave the impression that somehow Saddam Hussein had collaborated with Osama bin Laden. And these are dangerous statements to make in the realm of the public arena, where the American public wants their leaders to give them the facts and the honest facts. And this, you know, I think any honest intelligence professional would tell you is a twisting of the broader trends and the threats that we're facing in that part of the world.
Brian, well, I hear a lot of hedging there, you know, not al-Qaeda in Iraq, maybe other Sunni groups, not strong support. I mean, you do concede that they have at times assisted the Taliban. They do assist Hamas. So I'm just wondering, you know, what do you think it's not possible for them to work with al-Qaeda in Iraq?
I don't think,
or do you think they are working with other Sunni groups, but just not al-Qaeda in Iraq?
They're not.
Well, I disagree with the premise of your question because, it trends towards lumping together threats in a banner of Islamofascism that conservatives tend to do. And frankly, that type of analytical assessment is what has got us into this mess in Iraq and what has gotten us into a situation where U.S. national security strategy in the world is mismatched. The resources that we're using is mismatched to the threats that we face out there. And it's in large part because we see all of these threats combined together, and actually when you talk to people in working these issues inside of the government, they would not support, and I encourage you to talk to people, intelligence professionals, they would not support the statement that Senator McCain made yesterday.
I'm just trying to ask something very specific, which is, do you believe or do you deny any evidence that Iran now has supported Taliban elements in Afghanistan? Or do you deny that Iran is giving any assistance to the Sunni insurgency or al-Qaeda in particular?
Well, if you're going to ask the question in that sort of way, you can't deny that anything might be possible in those regards. But and certainly on the Afghanistan front, there has been strong evidence that Iran, feeling pressure and threatened from the U.S. encircling them, has supported some elements in the last few years of the Taliban. But the way that you would ask the question, I think, is intended to get some sort of answer that fulfills whatever storyline you're trying to promote.
I mean, look, I'm a conservative. You're a liberal. I'm sure you guys are pushing a storyline, too. I'm not some kind of criminal here.
This is John here. Let me say this as a conservative on the ground. I never saw any evidence of Iran's influence with AQI. In fact, they are fueling the Mahdi militia. They are fueling. They are giving the EFPs to the Mahdi militia. They are going to fuel the side of the civil war that will ultimately destroy any elements of al-Qaeda or Wahhabi extremism inside of Iraq. Iran's interest is to export Shiism to an Arab state. That is what they're doing in Iraq. It's a country that waged war with them for years. Anyone who spends time on the ground in Iraq understands this element. The al-Qaeda is a Sunni-funded, Sunni-supported operation inside of Iraq that has thrived inside the Sunni triangle. It is why yesterday, if you think that the government of Iran is going to support a terrorist group that blew up a bomb near the shrine in Karbala this week, it's absurd. It's the same kind of faulty reporting. 5 years ago when I went into this war, I never thought we'd be in the situation we're in today. I believed everything I was told. It's the same faulty reporting that got us into this mess. It even lets me think that people reporting on this conversation would even have the audacity to think of. It's almost like, how are we at this conversation 5 years into this mess now? It's almost ridiculous to me that we've so lowered the debate back to this concept that Iran would somehow fund Sunni Wahhabis inside of Iraq and somehow lead to a rise of the Sunnis again, which waged a war for 8 years against their country. It's an absurd proposition. Absolutely absurd.
Let's go to back to the lines. Do we have another question?
We do have a follow-up from Laura Meckler.
Now, so that must mean there aren't anybody else waiting in line, so I'm not trying to hog up your time. So it sounds like what I can take away from this conversation is what you're saying is the overall big picture is that the support Iran in general is not supporting, that's not their focus, is not to support al-Qaeda in Iraq, but that you're not denying that there may be groups in Iran that are supporting al-Qaeda in Iraq. Is that, but you think it's misleading to focus on that?
Absolutely.
Is that a fair summary of what you believe?
Yeah, I mean, this is Brian Katulis. I believe it's deeply misleading, and it's the same sorts of mistakes that were made by the Bush administration on a series of misleading statements on national security. So I think that to focus on that and say that Iran is supporting al-Qaeda in Iraq it leaves the wrong impression in the way that President Bush's statements that left the impression that Saddam Hussein was involved with 9/11 do. Does not help us. It does not help the country marshal the resources to fight the real threats that we face.
And since I missed the beginning of this call, did you open up being critical just of McCain's statement yesterday or also of the statement they issued today?
Just of the statement yesterday. And Alon, did you?
No, that was it. The focus was on the statement yesterday.
Okay, because he did correct him. He did correct himself.
This is John. I mean, we opened up on the same from yesterday, but I got to tell you, this statement from today is the absolute worst political spin from John McCain I've ever seen in my life. I mean, the guy totally messed up, you know, horribly yesterday and the day before, and he admitted he was wrong, and now his staff's trying to say he's right because they know this can sink his campaign, and that's not the John McCain straight talk that we're used to.
Wait, his staff is trying to say what?
His staff is trying to say that he's right, and they released this new statement because...
Yeah.
No, that's not the statement I'm talking about. They put out a whole statement regarding the five-year anniversary today.
Yeah.
And the DNC went after one line in that statement. And that's what I wasn't sure whether you guys were also being critical of that.
Oh, no, I think John was just talking about this McCain's foreign policy advisor saying, quote, that it's well documented that Iranians are supporting al-Qaeda in Iraq.
My point, that's not the straight talk from John McCain. That's a spin machine out of control. It's a ridiculous spin.
Right, and they're just digging themselves deeper. I mean,
right.
Again, going back to the point, there may be rogue Iranian elements who might cooperate with parts of al-Qaeda at certain points, but as a national strategy, going back to the statement John made, they're deeply concerned about the Wahhabists and the al-Qaeda movement. It would be contrary to their interests as a broader national strategy in the way that John McCain seemed to present it yesterday.
Yep.
Again, a misleading statement of the sorts that we've heard from conservatives like McCain and Bush for years.
Is that Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just want to say one thing to put this in perspective. I mean, there's about as much government support from Iran for al-Qaeda in Iraq as there was for the U.S. for al-Qaeda. I mean, just because John Walker Lynn was busted with the Taliban and al-Qaeda doesn't mean the American government supported al-Qaeda.
Well, the Iranian government has a lot more control over what goes on in Iran than the U.S. government has.
The government itself has no formal relationship with al-Qaeda or al-Qaeda in Iraq. I mean, maybe there's an individual Iranian, but it's almost like saying that
Right. But what they're saying is that they never said it was the Iranian. If you look at the statement, they're never saying it's the Iranian government. They're saying it's forces in Iran.
Again, and that trends towards you have a deep responsibility if you want to be the next commander-in-chief to educate an American public about the challenges that we face out there. And when you bring different elements together in the way that his statement did and the impressions that it probably leaves with many Americans, it miseducates them and actually leads us to the wrong sorts of strategies.
Do we have any other questions on the line?
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
Well, if not, we can go ahead and wrap it up. We will be sending out an MP3 of this call, and we will also make these guys available for further comments. You can go ahead and give us a call, Adam Blickstein here at NSN at 202-289-7113, and he will set you up. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us.